President Bush last night began the business of raising money for his re-election bid. He made the process look easy, going home with $3.5 million in contributions. It's the first of what is expected to be a record $200 million raised for Bush Cheney 2004. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Some 1,200 people came to the Washington Hilton last night, Republican loyalists who wanted to be part of the Bush re-election bid from the beginning. 4 years ago, at the first Washington fundraiser for then-Governor George Bush, there was a sit-down dinner, and the president stayed late into the evening, shaking every hand there. This year, as a popular wartime president, he doesn't have to work quite so hard to raise campaign funds. The menu last night, hot dogs, hamburgers, and nachos. There were no tables with lush floral centerpieces. In fact, there weren't even any chairs. It was basically a $2,000 per person cocktail party. And the president, in his remarks, touched on familiar themes that will no doubt make up the core of a stump speech he'll deliver countless times over the next year and a half.
We are meeting the tests of our time. Terrorists declared war on the United States, and war is what they got.
And this on the two wars fought over the past 2 years.
In Afghanistan, in Iraq, we gave ultimatums to terror regimes. Those regimes chose defiance, and those regimes are no more.
And this on the economy, making the case that he inherited a recession and stating that things are getting better, thanks to a crackdown on corporate crime and tax cuts.
We got the economy going again, because we worked with the United States Congress to pass historic tax relief, not once, but twice.
President Bush will hold a half dozen more fundraisers before June is out, traveling on Friday of this week to Georgia and later to New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Miami, and Tampa. He could close out the month with more than $25 million raised. Also significant is that the president is raising record amounts of cash, but has no opposition within his party, no declared primary opponent, so he can use the money to organize for the general election and to target potential Democratic opponents. Mixed in with the fundraisers this week, the president's schedule includes several events where the main focus is the economy. Republican strategist Ed Mahe says it's no coincidence, given that the first President Bush was defeated in his bid for re-election because voters saw him as not caring enough about a slumping economy.
Yes. I don't even think you have to be a fan of that president to have gotten that lesson. If the economy is an issue, though, number one, if there's a war, that's always dominant. But the wars behind us, that's all been done with in the minds of the people at this moment. And so the economy is clearly at this moment and will probably be the driving issue.
Meanwhile, the president's campaign team is taking shape. Mark Roscoe, the former governor of Montana and more recently the head of the Republican National Committee, was named this week as chairman of the Bush campaign. Ed Gillespie, who worked on the 2000 Bush-Cheney campaign, takes over as head of the RNC. And while it all marks an official start to the campaign season for the president, his critics counter that this president never really stopped running for office and that many of his events, most notably that landing on an aircraft carrier last month, show that the campaign has long been underway. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.